relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings and salutations, my dear friends. Yes, indeed. Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, host of the newest national radio show, Coast to Coast, more than 300 stations, affiliates, and platforms, including iTunes. And very, very excited for our next guest, who is none other than Hogan Gidley, principal deputy press secretary to the 45th president of the United States. Hogan, welcome to America First.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on. It's great to be with you today.
I have to say something, and we were in the White House 2 days ago with my producer. I don't know whether it's genetics or your upbringing. You are the most laid-back deputy press spokesman I've ever seen. You're floating around the most important building in the world, and you don't have a bead of sweat on your forehead. How do you do it?
Well, it might just be also because I'm from the South. That might be part of it too.
Okay.
So, we're typically slower than most folks. But no, it's a wonderful job. It's such a blessing to be here. And so much of what the press deals with and asks about is so nonsensical and pointless that you just have to let it go. We get angry. We have our spats with them. I was just yelling at a reporter earlier today. Well, yelling may be a little strong.
I don't believe you were yelling.
Yeah. I was going back and forth with a reporter on a topic, but it's part of the job. And a lot of these folks who cover this White House just don't get it. And they want to believe so many lies about this president. So it's tough, but it's something we have to do.
All right. Listen, I don't want to get into specific campaigns, but the former vice president has announced today, let's not talk about individuals, but if I were a Democrat strategist, which I never would be, I would have said to Uncle Joe, hey, Joe, you need to differentiate yourself from the other 19 who are clearly okay with the Democrat Party being radicalized, full of people who are either in favor of socialism or communism or anti-Semitism or nationalizing everything. Just stand out and be reasonable. Be like a Scoop Jackson or a JFK. And he didn't. He piled in and he joined in with everybody else. What happened to this party, Hogan? And it's a real indictment of collective thinking, isn't it?
It is. I'll tell you what happened to the party. Donald Trump happened to it.
Yes.
He came in and just completely knocked them for a loop, put them down for the count, and whatever trite phrase you want to say. But the fact is, they don't know how to respond to someone who has, systematically fixed or solved all of the problems left behind by the Barack Obama administration, whether it's ISIS, whether it's the economy. Jobless numbers are now are so minuscule that unemployment is at record lows for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, women, Asian Americans, as you know. And I don't think they know what to do with it. So it seems collectively the entire Democrat Party has decided to run against peace and prosperity that this president has put into place. And their solutions are, let's make America socialist. Let's kill babies after they're born.
Right.
Let's put forth a Green New Deal that's going to bankrupt this country. Let's completely take over with the government's iron fist, your health care, so you don't get to make choices anymore. And let's have open borders. And honestly, I would add in their tax cuts or tax increases, which is clearly part of the Democrat platform. But it seems like such small potatoes when you consider all the other radical ideas they've been pushing now. It's absolutely insane.
Look, it seems that way. Maybe they're just caught in a new kind of cult. But yeah, I have to agree. I think my old boss probably broke the party. that means things are good. We mustn't take anything for granted, but I think the president is in a very strong position for 2020. Let's talk about what's going to happen in the meantime, because the craziness, the Russia collusion delusion continues. And I just want to play an audio cut to you from your colleague, senior advisor, senior counsel to the president, Jared Kushner, about what really happened in the last 2 years. Let's play cut 13.
And quite frankly, the whole thing's just a big distraction for the country. And you look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it. And it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy than a couple of Facebook ads. And I spent about, I think they said they spent about $160,000. I spent $160,000 on Facebook every 3 hours during the campaign. So, you know, if you look at the magnitude of what they did and what they accomplished, I think the ensuing investigations have been way more harmful.
Isn't that the big take-home hook and giddly of the last 2 years, that the fake news industrial complex, the Democrat Party, by their actions, have actually done more damage to the fiber of the Republic than anybody else?
I just got off the phone with Jared about this very topic, and I reminded him I got absolutely crushed for making a very similar point a year ago.
Wow.
Where I basically said, don't talk to me about Russia. What the Democrats and the mainstream media have done to this country to sow discord has far outweighed $100,000 that Russia spent, because 93% of the coverage, as you well know, has been negative against this president.
Right.
Democrats have literally been saying that Donald Trump committed treason, a crime punishable by death, for the last 2.5 years with zero evidence and zero proof. And in fact, people like Adam Schiff and Clapper and Brennan went on air and said, we have evidence. We're hearing there's evidence. We know it's coming. And then when it didn't come in the Mueller report, thankfully, you thought they'd be excited and say, finally, we now know that a president of this country was not colluding with a foreign power. Instead, they said, no, we still have evidence.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you know, we had a bad
incredible
source. It's incredible. It's like they were upset that Donald Trump wasn't guilty. And then they're doubling down on it. And no person in the media is saying, Adam Schiff, show me the evidence you were talking about for the last 2 months. Where's the evidence you said you saw, the stone cold evidence? Where is it? How is Adam Schiff taken seriously at all when he makes these claims?
I think I just got Hogan Gidley a bit excited. We did.
You did.
We did.
Oh, I'm fired up.
Calm down.
Up now.
Calm down, you Southern gentlemen. Calm down.
That's right.
Last question. We have to. Let's get to real stuff. Let's talk about real things. There is a crisis on the southern border, is there not, Hogan?
Absolutely. 100%. And the Democrats have ignored it for at least the entire time that President Trump has been in office. We've had a broken immigration system for the better part of 40 years now.
Right.
And when you see the numbers of children coming into this country, families coming into this country that are record setting, I mean, we're on pace to be well over a million in just 1 year. It's devastating for our economy, for our people. And the president even said, listen, we continue to release people because we have to by law. You won't let us send them back home. You won't let us keep them in Mexico while we decide their fate. You won't let us keep them together, detained here in this country. The only thing you want us to do is release them. And the president had a great stroke of genius when he said, listen, you have places set up in this country called sanctuary cities. You want them there. You say that that's what they're set up to do, is to house everyone who comes into this country illegally and unlawfully. Work with us, and we'll be happy to send them into your towns where you want them to be. Of course, we've had no Democrat come to the White House to try and take them up on that offer. But the point is, we're at a crisis in this country, and Democrats, remember after the president gave an Oval Office address directly to the American people and also his first time in the briefing room, all about this one topic, immigration. And the response three times on national television was Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi saying, it's a manufactured crisis. It's not true. And now they're having to admit these things are real. It is devastating for these other countries. It's devastating for us. And they've got to work with us to fix it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't look like the last 2 years is an indicator that they will. But I think the average American, the people who live in those, what the Democrats derisively call the flyover states, they get it. They understand that there's a crisis. They understand that the president has their national security front and center. We have been talking to Hogan Gidley. Follow him, Hogan Gidley 45. His name is Gidley. Hogan, thanks to you, Sarah. Say hi to Madeline, Janet, Dan, and everybody else who made our visit possible. Keep doing what you do and say hi to the boss.
I will. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thanks, Hogan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I used to work for that guy's boss, and it was a lot of fun, but I couldn't be as smooth as Hogan. He is smooth. Very smooth Southern gentleman. Next, Michelle Bachmann, and then we're going to go to Jerry in Milwaukee. Jerry, don't you go anywhere.
This is definitely not CNN.
Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his FrontSight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/Gorka. See you at FrontSight.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Hi, it's Sebastian Gorka here. You all know how much I love my pillow. Now, Mike Lindell has come up with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He found the best cotton in the world, in a region where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean meet to create the best weather conditions for the growing of cotton. Mike Lindell guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products,
They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own Giza sheets by calling 800-829-8468 and use the promo code Gorka to get 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468.
Like the rest of us, you're probably tired of all those annoying sales calls to your home telephone number. Now, there's a solution. OurOldNumber.com will block those pesky robocalls from getting through, and most live sales calls will hang up. So how does it work? Callers to your home telephone number will hear a personalized greeting from you. The caller selects the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto the family member's cell phone. There's no equipment to buy, there's nothing to install, no long-term contracts. It's still your phone number and remains in directory assistance. The service is only $9.99 per month, and you can eliminate your landline connection and save money. Now, calls to your home phone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are and get rid of those annoying sales calls. OurOldNumber.com. It's just $9.99 per month. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn how you can get started blocking sales calls today. That's OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's such a double treat when you can invite people onto your national radio show who aren't just important in a national, cultural, or political sense, but who you also consider to be friends and who you know from old. And that is the case with former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who is joining us for the first time today here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Seb. I'm a huge fan and always have been of you and your wife, Katie. So thank you for having me on.
Well, we were so delighted when you were on Capitol Hill. You reached out almost instantly after you won election and moved here to get some advice from us, from my wife and I, on national security and counterterrorism issues. I'd like everybody right now, if you're a fan of Michelle Bachmann, go now to Twitter, follow her, Michelle with one L, Bachmann with two N's. Also, her website is michellebachmann.com. It's great to hear your voice, Michelle. You made quite some news last week. We reported about it here on America First. In your description of the president, you used rather an unusual adjective. What was that adjective you used to describe Donald Trump?
I said that the president was highly biblical.
Highly biblical. Would you expand on that for our listeners? You know, the people who listen to this show, it is called America First, so we are fans of what is going on in America in the last 2 years. But why did you choose that word, biblical, to describe the real estate billionaire from Queens?
I know it's unusual, but the reason why I did, Seb, is because I've observed that the decisions that President Donald Trump has made have been consistent and in line with the best ancient precepts in the world that have stood the test of time, and those precepts are found in the Bible. For instance, the president has stood strongly for religious liberty and against religious persecution. The greatest persecution today comes from Islamic supremacists directed against anyone who doesn't agree with their interpretation of Quran, and also from governments like China and North Korea, Russia, among others, that have all engaged in state-sanctioned religious persecution. And Donald Trump has set up a United States global task force to take real actions to save real people and rescue them out of real suffering. One case in point would be Pastor Andrew Brunson,
yes,
who he was determined to rescue from the clutches of Turkish President Erdogan, and he did.
And what about with regards to our closest allies, our closest friends in the Middle East, Michelle?
Well, it's amazing. The president there also, he recognized Jerusalem as Israel's rightful capital. He recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. He no longer refers to the biblical lands of Judea and Samaria as occupied territory, and he designated the Iranian Revolutionary Guards as the terrorist organization that they are. He also closed the terrorist PLO office here in Washington, D.C., and he defunded UNESCO and other problematic areas at the U.N. He also reinstated sanctions against Iran, and he, I think more than anything, has sent the signal that Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, he sent the signal to the rest of the world that Israel is what is right in the region. He also defeated ISIS in Syria and Iraq, and he's also tried to nuclearize North Korea. I mean, you could just go on and on and on with what he's done. And the bottom line is he seeks justice by punishing those who are doing bad things and by rewarding those who do good. That's kind of the essence of what a good government should do. He's also very pro-life. He's sought to defund Planned Parenthood, which is the largest United States abortion provider. And sadly, we have given $500 million a year in tax dollars to this organization. But the president would prefer to fund life rather than funding death. I mean, I am so behind this president because over and over and over again, I find that he is acting biblically, where many other Republicans they may feel that they want to do that, but they didn't have the courage and the bravery to actually take the actions and the steps. And Donald Trump reaps the grief of the left that tends to engage in a culture of death and preferring that over a culture of life. And that's why I think that for myself, I stand very proudly with him, and I encourage people to look at his record, which the media doesn't tell you about.
Right.
But this guy, in my opinion, is highly biblical in the decisions and actions he's taken.
Well, that's an incredible list. We're going to save that audio because that's such a great list. And let me just share something with you that I've shared with my audience before. When he took that final decision on moving our embassy and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of the eternal state of Israel, only three members of his cabinet, Michelle, supported him. Only three. And he said, I don't care. This is the right thing to do. So that's also a measure of the man. In the last few minutes we have left, one of the abiding memories I have of working with you, Michelle, is you telling me and my wife, shockingly, how you had yet to move your furniture into your offices here on Capitol Hill, and already the then speaker, another man who's no longer on Capitol Hill, the then speaker was already harassing you as to how much money you were going to raise for the GOP that month. It was clear back then that the GOP machine wasn't driven by the idea of representing your constituents or doing what was your job, but was about the party and about the big machine. In the last few years, as you've watched President Trump battle on Capitol Hill, it looks as if things may have gotten worse. Michelle, what's your verdict?
No, you're absolutely right. I think that the hatred that there is for Donald Trump comes from both sides of the aisle. It's inexplicable. But he's been willing to take on the globalists. He believes so strongly, as you know, Seb, in United States sovereignty. And sadly, on both sides of the aisle, there are too many who believe in one world globalism. And Donald Trump is going to stand for America first. He's going to stand for America always. And he has fulfilled his promise of making America great again. And it is sad to see on both sides of the aisle that there are people who will sell their souls for the globalist agenda, but Donald Trump won't. And we can all be very proud of that.
Yeah. Are you an optimist in the last minute we have left? What are you thinking about 2020 and the president's chances to be reelected for a second term?
100%, I think Donald Trump takes it unless he comes up with a Middle East peace plan that would divide Israel or divide Jerusalem. Then in that case, I think there could be trouble.
Yeah,
I'm very confident and hopeful that won't happen.
I think that is highly unlikely. Michelle, when you're next back in D.C., will you promise to come into the studio and do a long-form interview with us here at America First?
I absolutely will. In fact, I think I might be back next week, so maybe we can make that happen.
All right. Wonderful. We love you. We're huge fans here. Follow this lady on Twitter, Michelle Bachmann, 1L, 2Ns. Go to her website, michellebachmann.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. You can also write to us, info@sebgorka.com, which is where we are streaming video and audio right now, SEBGORKA.com. Don't forget, after the show, we instantly post every hour of the show to the podcast app at iTunes. All you have to do is look for America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. Don't touch that dial.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Okay, Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Joseph, 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 Joseph. Poor old Joe Biden. There used to be a newspaper called The Morning News in Delaware. And back in 1973, somebody called Robert Vane, a gay rights activist, was challenging Joseph Biden on the issue of discrimination amongst homosexuals in the military and in government service. Do you know what Joseph Biden responded? This is from Frank Camp at the Daily Wire. Direct quote. I can't do a Joe impersonation. I'm sorry. Not with this voice, anyway. "My gut reaction," Biden told Vane, "is that homosexuals are security risks. But I must admit, I haven't given it much thought. I'll be darned." That's what he said. Is he not only a racist, but also a homophobe? Joe. How many more stories like this will we find in the weeks to come? Because Democrats, who really are radical and aren't just power hungry, want to take this man's candidacy down. I'm sure there will be many, many more. You know what Joe needs? Joe needs a good night rest. And he needs a pillow. He needs a MyPillow. I'm not going to buy it for him, but maybe somebody out there will. Because if you try it, you know how good it is. Mike Lindell's pillows, 44 million sold. They are incredible. It's what I sleep on. Yes, I sleep on them. And on his new Giza Dream Sheets, finest Egyptian cotton. Mike guarantees he'll give you your money back, that you will never sleep on sheets as fine as his Giza Dream Sheets. Try them both out. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. But you've got to use my name, Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, at checkout for 30% off and free shipping. The call board is full. As soon as we drop somebody, dial in 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. Waiting very, very patiently through our great interviews with Hogan Gidley and Michelle Bachman. We're going to go in order. We're going to start with Milwaukee, line 4, Jerry. Welcome to America First.
Hi, thanks for having me. Okay, Donald Trump talking about the night of August 11th, which was the first night of the Charlottesville rally, said this: "I looked the night before. If you look, there were people protesting very quietly the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. You had a lot of people in that group that were there to instantly protest and very legally protest. Because I don't know if you know they had."
Hey, Jerry, you don't need to read a transcript to me. I played the actual audio. So, Jerry,
but I just want people to know what I say next. He was talking about people. Those people he were talking about were the ones carrying tiki torches and saying Jews will not replace us and saying.
Not true. Why would he then denounce at the same press conference? Why would he denounce them? Which he did.
Then who was he talking about?
The people, as the audio showed, Jerry. I'll play the audio again if you want me to play it again. It was about the people who had gathered there to protest, just to protest, the question on both sides as to whether historic statues should remain or should be taken down, or whether a park named after a Southern general should be renamed. We played the audio. I'm not going to play it again because clearly you didn't listen the first time. So what is your point?
Well, the point is he was glorifying people who were saying Jews were not replaced.
Shut up, Jerry. Go away, Jerry. Kill the call. I mean, what kind of human being, what kind of oxygen thief thinks a president is going to openly glorify either Nazis or communists? You have to be smoking crack, Jerry. I mean, seriously. Or you've got... I know, I'll calm down. I'm going to lose my voice. It's low enough. If it goes much lower, it's going to go into that sub-sub-subwoofer, and only dogs are going to hear it. I mean, seriously. Got to think about my audience. Jerry, I feel pity for you. Because either you're just a provocateur and you don't believe it. You just don't believe it. You're just seriously trying to provoke a reaction. Or you are a pathetic individual who will not function in everyday life. I'd love to know how your life has been so far. Because if you think a man elected by 63 million Americans, people who work with the sweat of their brow, with their own hands, in factories, in mills, in mines, as well as white collar, as well as housewives, homemakers. You think that man is going to praise Nazis? You're insane. You are either insane or you have not one shred of moral fiber. And I will pray for you tonight, Jerry. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I know who Donald Trump is. And he is a patriot and he loves his country. Stay tuned. I feel much better. Is that good? Let's talk about something that will help me relieve the tension. And that is, of course, Relief Factor. Seth and Pete Talbot, a great father and son team who have created a product that, I keep forgetting this, doesn't just attack pain, but also provides you with energy. These ingredients, ancient ingredients, proven over time. Just look up curcumin, for example. It's the spice turmeric. Look up Epimedium, resveratrol, omega fish oils. You know they're good for you. They attack pain. If you need energy, if you have daily aches and pains, go to relieffactor.com. Try the 3-week quick starter pack. It takes 2 weeks in my case to get rid of my daily aches and pains. $19.95. Tens of thousands of Americans are being liberated from their pain. You could be one of them. Go to relieffactor.com. Back with your course.
Last year's markets ended in a roller coaster. This can and will happen again, and probably sooner than you think. Don't lose your shirt. What if I told you there was a way to not only safely secure your nest egg through retirement, but to also grow alongside your wealth to enjoy your golden years in comfort? Both ideas are not only possible, but are paramount to the retirement income for life strategy. Thousands of savvy investors are beginning to turn to the sustainable income solution and the annuities that support it. If you, too, would like to protect your wealth and enjoy a lifetime of income, Knight Strategic Wealth is giving away a brand new guide that discusses the retirement income for life strategy step by step. The guide is titled The Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send you a copy instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, get your free complimentary guide today and see how it can secure your future. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire Infrared Grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire Infrared Grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire Infrared Grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire Infrared Grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Infrared at BestHotGrill.com.
That's when you know when you've got a good engineer. When he realizes the only thing I need after a crazy liberal riles me up is a little British 80s music. I can't even remember the caller's name. Who was he? Oh, I deliberately forgot his name. What caller? Oh, and by the way, thanks, Eric, the newest member of our team. I said there's got to be a photograph of the Joker or Biden next side to side. And there is, and I just put it on my Instagram. It's creepy. I don't think there's a coincidence. They are clearly brothers from different mothers. Welcome back. This is America First. If you are over the age of 50 and you're a conservative, do yourself a favor. Do the country a favor. Don't join the AARP. They're not on your side. They're not on America's side. Join AMAC. AMAC fights for your values. There are 1.7 million members already. Membership gets you all the benefits you'd expect, discounts, special offers on travel, hotels, you name it. But also, they're not spending your money on things you don't believe in. They're fighting for you. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com or call 855-624-4824. That is 855-624-4824. Stakes have never been higher. Look at what the Democrats are trying to do, from open borders to the Green New Scam, all of it. Be part of an organization that doesn't waste your money or help the bad guys. It is called AMAC. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association for Mature American Citizens. Straight to your calls. We're going to go to a Jim and a James. Let's go to Jim, line one. San Jose, waiting very, very patiently. Welcome to America First, Jim.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How are you doing?
Good, nice, good, good.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have to speak to what you're talking about, Biden. I think he's the biggest running joke that the Democratic Party's ever had.
It's hard to take him seriously, isn't it?
I can't believe it. But the main reason I called was, yesterday in Turning Point, you mentioned the idea about cultural wars. And
yes.
I think one of the biggest first shots of the liberal establishment in the universities was to change AD to CE.
Oh, massive. Huge. You're totally right. When we went from Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, to Common Era, I mean, that's like Maoists. That's so fascistic. I mean, think about it. I got to stop here because you've raised something that's so incredibly important. Time and again, I see this, and then I have that spark that you just gave us. Why are we in 2019? Why 2019? Why isn't it 2017? Why isn't it 1003? I mean, the Muslim calendar is completely different. Why?
Exactly.
Because our Savior was born. That's why. And when they remove that reference, Common Era, there's nothing common. The covenant was remade. He took our sins upon himself. That's why it's Anno Domini. Jim, you are so on the money. That is the first massive salvo in the culture war, when we allowed them to take Anno Domini and replace it with CE. Well done.
All right, so the other thing is that, even the Common Era doesn't make any sense because it's actually referencing the day our Lord was born. So
right, there's nothing common about it, it's the same date.
Exactly, it's the same date. So basically they're just trying to rename something, even though verifying the fact that his birth was...
Right, it's still the same day. I got to get to James. What else did you want to share with us, Jim?
That's really about it. Merry Christmas as well. The same type of
thing. Oh, of course. Look, now that it's, there's 58 genders on Facebook and the insanity. But yeah, I think you're right. I think we can trace it back to when they replaced BC and AD with BCE and CE. It is a culture war, Jim. If you haven't got a copy of my book, stay on the line and you'll get a signed copy of Why We Fight, Jim. That was a great, great call. Let's go to James, not Jim. James, line four, Orange County, welcome aboard.
Dr. Gorka,
hey.
Welcome. I'm glad you took this time spot.
I had to
call in twice to the previous host to take him to task on Charlottesville and get him to admit he was misrepresented.
You know what? You know, sorry, James. You know what's really disappointing? Ben Shapiro did it today as well. Ben Shapiro did it. I'm sorry, Ben.
Really?
With your IQ, you've got no excuse to say that the president was on the side of the white supremacists. You know, coming from an Orthodox Jew who knows that Jared Kushner is an Orthodox Jew, no excuses, Ben. Sorry, James. Carry on.
Just silly. So I want to answer the question most conservatives ask, including me, for the first 6 months.
Yeah.
Why does POTUS speak and tweet without some sort of filter?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
The powerful tool the conservative movement has is speech. We win the debate with facts.
Yeah.
Our weakness is being polite, and political correctness has crippled us. President Trump's genius was to lead by example and show we can say what we feel with no apologies.
Yeah. It's I said it before. I think it's a line a lot of people picked up. This is the moment when I decided I could work for him. It was June of 2015. I'd only just met him. We were sitting in his office, just the three of us, the future president, Corey Lewandowski's campaign manager. And from what he was saying, especially about the media, I realized this man is the kryptonite of political correctness. He hates it and he will destroy it. And you are so right. He has shown us the way. He doesn't care what the New York Times says. He doesn't care what CNN says, and he's not going to allow them to determine how we use our language. And it's empowering, isn't it, James? It's truly empowering.
I don't know what your book says about why we fight, but this is how we fight.
Yes.
And we've been shut down with political correctness for way too long.
Yeah. Did you see how subtle James was there? He said, I don't know what your book says. Well, you should read it. Perhaps I can get you a copy. What a sly one there. You're a sly fox you are, James. Stay on the line. You will get a signed copy as well. When people are that smooth, you got to reward them. Also, the content was excellent. Stay on the line. You'll get a signed copy of Why We Fight Defeating Our Enemies with No Apologies. What have we got coming up? We can get one more call in and then another monologue and then some great guests and your calls. So don't go anywhere. The number is 833-334-6752. You can write to us, info@sebgorka.com. Great, great calls. You guys are A1 top draw.
There's simply no explanation. Your son's a miracle.
Breakthrough is the feel-good inspirational movie event audiences around the country are raving about.
He just came back to life.
Critics are calling it remarkable. A heartwarming story of faith, love, and community.
You're the fiercest mama bear
that I've ever known.
From the producers of Miracles from Heaven.
The power of God's love makes all things possible.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not play. Only in theaters.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gorka. Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Good old boy from Pennsylvania, that's Joe Biden, right? A man of the people, a man of the working class, who has a 2.7 million vacation home, a 1.9 million second vacation home, and who charges between $150,000 and $200,000 to give a speech. Oh, but it's okay, because when he goes to a college, he only charges $100,000. Such a man of the people. Let's get one more call in this hour. Our special line, our new line, line 5, Nathan in Florida. Welcome to America First. Nathan.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I listen to these talk shows every day. I'm a Christian. So everything that I have my opinions based upon is through Christian values.
Good.
And every day I hear talk shows talk about what the Democrats are doing. I know what the Democrats believe in. They want to kill babies. They want to raise their taxes. They want to turn us into a socialist economy. What does the Republican Party stand for? Can somebody please tell me? Because there is no united voice as to what the Republican Party is. I'm not a Republican. I vote Republican because I'm a Christian.
Right. Look, I don't know exactly who you're aiming the criticism at. I know what Donald Trump stands for, but the GOP, yeah, they just don't communicate. They should be communicating every day, 24/7. It's about individual liberty, the individual human as a made in the image of God, small government, rugged individualism, America first, American values, making America great again, getting government out of the way, having a strong national defense. You know, it's not difficult. I mean, you just open up a history book. You look at what Ronald Reagan stood for. You look at what the president has achieved already in the last 2 years. But is your criticism about the GOP establishment, Nathan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This president, Donald J. Trump, is doing exactly what he should be doing.
Right.
But the Republican Party is not behind him. They are not unified. When are we going to hold them accountable?
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Nathan. We're out of time. I actually asked that question to the president when I was in the Oval with him 2 days ago about his relationship with I'll just call it the GOP establishment. He gave a surprising reply, and we'll talk about it in the next hour. But yeah, it's where have they been for the last 2 years? Absent a couple of people, you know who they are. You know, the Matt Gaetzes, the Jim Jordans, the Lee Zeldins, the Mark Meadows of this world, the Louis Gohmerts, everybody else has been absent without leave. And it is an indictment of the Republican Party. And then the election is just around the corner. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay tuned. This is America First, the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefActor.com studios.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay.
pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.